Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The European Central Bank has left its key interest rate unchanged at a record low of 0.75%, holding off on further stimulus for the euro area's slack economy. The central bank for the 17 European countries that use the euro currency has said it expects a gradual recovery in the eurozone's economy later this year. Private analytical firm Informa Economics released its first forecast for the winter wheat crop, calling for U.S. farmers to produce 1.631 billion bushels of winter wheat with an average yield of 47.2 bushels to the acre. Hard red winter wheat production is forecast at 903 million bushels. That's 101 million bushels below last year's crop. Yield is expected to average 39.6 bushels to the acre. That's 1.1 bushels per acre lower than last year. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending March 28th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 5.2, next year, 6.4. Corn this year, 13.9, next year, 1.3. And soybeans this year, 14.4, and next year, 13.0. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,601. It's up 51 points. The NASDAQ, 3221, up almost 3 points. The S&P 500, 1560, up almost 7. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
While many market participants today are focusing in on the big storm system for next week, it is being somewhat hidden, the fact that there will be a general warming trend across the lower Midwest and relatively dry conditions so that some fieldwork can take place between now and the storm system next week arriving. We will expect to see temperatures warming up over the next few days. Yesterday was still a rather cool day across a big part of the Midwest, with temperatures mostly confined to readings in the 40s and 50s, and we will see warmer weather, significantly warming, in fact, across many of these areas. As we go forward through these next few days, temperatures are likely to get back up into 60 and 70 degree temperatures as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week, and that'll raise soil temperatures as well, and we should be able to germinate some corn if we can get it into the ground. The topsoil will firm up rather quickly across the lower Midwest, just simply because it really hasn't been all that wet recently. It's actually been moist mainly because the soil temperatures have been so cool and the air temperatures as well, keeping the evaporation rates low and keeping moisture in the topsoil. As we get into a few days of 60 and 70 degree highs, we'll likely see that topsoil firm up, and that's why I believe we'll see some planting take place across the lower Midwest. Now, some producers that do choose to go ahead and enter the fields will probably be taking a little bit of a risk because some of the heaviest rainfall will occur in the areas that will be planted initially, which includes places like Missouri, southern Illinois, Kentucky, southern Indiana, and parts of the northern Delta. All of these areas will likely see the potential for the heaviest rainfall as we go through the late weekend and through the middle part of next week. We'll probably end up with some 1 to 3 inch totals out of the storm system coming up. And that may not sound like a terribly large amount, but if it all occurs in a fairly short period of time, there could be a little bit of washout in a few fields, and that's where the concern might be. But for those areas that drain well and don't usually have a problem with that, the planting should be underway by the time we get to Saturday or Sunday, and we'll probably see a fairly good response as the storm system leaves the region and we still see some mild to warm weather prevailing. The Delta in the southeastern states are still expected to see some additional rain, but there's going to be several days of good drying and warming take place across those areas to get field work back underway. Most of the rain today will be in the southeastern corner of the country. The Delta will be dry now for several days. The southeast will follow up as we go through starting tomorrow and going through the middle part of next week. We'll likely see storminess develop in the second half of next week. I probably should say through the first part of next week is when the drying will likely continue into. We will expect to see some more cool weather come into the U.S. Midwest and plains behind this Midwest storm system during the early to middle part of next week. At the moment, it doesn't look like there'll be crop-threatening conditions, but it will need to watch the temperatures behind the system rather closely. There is potential that it will get fairly nippy behind the event for a couple of days. One of the bigger changes that were noted in the second week of the two-week outlook this morning was a little bit of a drier bias across parts of the Midwest, the lower Midwest in particular, as well as the southeastern part of the country for the 14th through the 18th. Some of that was expected, but it looks a little bit more impressive today, and we may be able to firm up the soil a little bit better and get back into the fields fairly quickly after this bigger storm system next week. So overall, it's not a bad scenario for this time of the year, even though we've been a little cold here recently and a little bit slow getting into the fields. There's still a lot of potential to see some favorable progress made. Temperatures across the region I've already mentioned will be turning quite a bit warmer. Our low temperatures at night are still going to be rather nippy overnight tonight. We'll see 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. And we'll see low temperatures on Saturday morning, probably somewhat similar. I'll see a little bit more 30s, though, and we'll look for lows on Sunday, mostly 30s and 40s, and the same will occur on Monday with even a few lower 50s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Here is the electronic trade in Kansas City. May wheat at 723, down 12 and a quarter. July, 730, down 12 and a half. May wheat in Chicago, 688 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. July at 693, down 8 and a quarter. May corn, 639 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. December, 537, down 2 and a half. May soybeans, 1373 and a quarter, down 7. November, 1228 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 395.80, down 220. May soybean oil, 48.88, down 27. April live cattle, 128.07 and a half, up a dime. April feeders, 144.75, up 20. April lean hogs, 81.70, up 37 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Seems like the market is still trying to figure out what kind of direction it wants to take after last week's quarterly grains stock report, although new crop corn does seem to be consolidating in the lower level.
Yeah, new crop seems to be wanting to key off weather reports, and certainly as long as we stay wet in the Midwest, we're going to see corn acres not get developed. And, you know, we're not behind, but the market seems to look, or at least farmers seem to look at last year rather than the bigger picture. So I think that's been kind of a firming factor on this new crop corn. You know, we've got a lot of resistance there at the 541 area, 541 area. If we get through that, we can go back up into the mid-50s at least, maybe up as high as 560.
And we learned last year that 540 area is really a tough area.
Yeah, it has been. It's kind of a little pivot point going back into a year ago's area. That had been a lot of resistance.
Turn your attention to soybeans, please.
Soybean, Brazilian backlog still there. China's a wild card, certainly with this disease issue that's facing them. They're going to take less soybeans, less meal, probably less corn. I look for pretty choppy action in the beans. Not a lot of downside either in the new crop. Old crop may try to drift lower, but as it does that, we'll see basis improve.
In a broader trend that's still sideways, though, yes?
Yes, we are still sideways, but we seem to be trying to struggle back.
In the wheat market, we can't decide whether or not the hard red winter wheat crop is worthy of the gains it saw, because now we're handing them all back today.
Yeah, we are trying to give those back. And I think that's indicative of the rains that fell in some areas overnight or through yesterday. Still terribly dry. Crop ratings are going to be important on Monday. I don't see that crop improving much. I do see dryness, too, in the western part of Australia as a problem situation for them as they start to plant some wheat.
A word on livestock, please.
It's all going to be about China. If China's disease problems are as big as they are, we're certainly going to be exporting more pork into that Asian market.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgReview, and she is in Moorton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 6.38¾, down 2¾. December, 5.36¾, down 2¾. May soybeans, 13.73½, down 6¾. November, 12.28, down 4½. May soybean meal, 395.90, down 210. May soybean oil, 48.87, down 28. April live cattle, 128, up 2½. April feeders, 144.70, up 15 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urban.